everyone. Welcome to Non-Traditional Student. This is your host, Allison, the Non-Traditional Student. So I am in the lull of quarter two. I got done with my kitchen class. I have two more weeks before my next kitchen class. So I don't have any pastry school stuff to share at the moment. I'm still taking English, of course. And really, the real reason I record this is because I want to stay in the habit of doing it so it doesn't, like, turn into a thing where I just never do it and it dries up. Yeah, it's kind of like a personal journal for me, so it works. Might be a short day. Sorry. I'm not. You're probably not sorry either, so yay. But anyway, English, we're doing our second speech. It's informed speech. I get to go on Monday. My speech is about bipolar disorder. Other speeches I heard so far of the whole other two people who've gone, like, three of us volunteered to go, one kid took so long on his speech, was so impassioned on it, but so clearly didn't have kids or know what he was talking about that I wanted to, like, stand up, yell at him, and be like, how much counter research did you do here? You were doing this in a very statistical manner where you were twisting the numbers to match what you needed to match, but you didn't look at the whole picture. His speech was on screen time and children and how it's parents' responsibility, which it is. But a lot of what he was saying is like, you know, you were clearly someone without kids. And, you know, there's a huge difference between letting your kid watch an hour of TV a day while you cook dinner and someone who that's their key source of child entertainment all the time is just, you know, to let them sit in front of the TV from the moment they're born until the moment they die. But anyway, it was just clear that I didn't have kids. Moving on, my speech is on Monday because he took so long with his. Otherwise, let's see. Last week and this week were theater week in Chicago. So you get special menus, special discounts, very much like restaurant week. Except now you also get the discounts on shows. You know, and this year it's not going to help anyone out, but maybe next year for anyone, like I saw there was someone in San Francisco who downloaded. Hi, thank you. People in Canada who downloaded, again, thank you. Or listened, I don't know if you guys downloaded or listened, I don't remember. It's been a whole whopping 40 seconds since I looked at those numbers. But anyway, you know, if you guys decide to come to Chicago in a year, you can kind of plan around and be like, oh, hey, you know, beginning of February is restaurant week. Next week is theater week. We also just looked at our, Blues Fest in Chicago lineup, which Blues Fest in Chicago is the first or second week in June. It's free, but they got some major blues musicians coming in. And you know what? There's a good reason to come to Chicago. It's blues music. We're one of the birthplaces, guys. Like, let's celebrate. Let's really push that out. And God knows it's better than some other music these days. Let's see. So today, as far as cooking goes, I thought I would talk about what I've made in the last couple weeks. For a bake sale, I made a blood orange and ginger rosemary mousse tart. It was on a sablé bretonne crust, and that's essentially a crust that is a sugar cookie, to be honest. Let's see what else. I also made a glaze that went on top of that. My first go at it did not go well. Something about the gelatin made my mousse really funky and gross. So my second run, and you know, I know how to use gelatin. I personally don't like gelatin. I had to use it for both my glaze and for my mousse. I just don't care for it. Gelatin's not my favorite. My goal is, as I move on in my career, to not have to use a whole lot of gelatin. I don't want to make anything where gelatin for stabilization is necessary. Honestly, I want to make things as fresh as I can all the time. I don't know, something didn't go right with my gelatin. It looked like it bloomed properly. I use powder gelatin because gelatin sheets, one, they're really expensive. Two, they're kind of hard to get. You have to order them online around here. According to my chef Heidi, that's about the only way to get them. Unless you live elsewhere, you do have to order them online. Although someone told me if you go to Asian grocery stores, that it's more likely to be available. I don't know. So I made my initial run and it was okay. It wasn't great. Texture is kind of weird. My crust shrank really bad. Mostly because I forgot to dock it or put the pie beads in it. I just kind of pressed it into the thing and popped it in the oven because I was trying to get it done really, really fast. And then when it came out, I was like, that looks like a giant freaking sugar cookie. Because it is. With my sablé, what I did, my sablé bretonne, it's essentially butter, sugar, a little bit of flour, regular flour. Doesn't have to be pastry flour, doesn't have to be, anything special. Just regular all-purpose flour. I think there's a little bit of baking powder in it, salt, of course. And then I also put chopped up some rosemary and threw it into it. I also zested an orange and threw that in there as well. It was really good. The crust was really good. Like I said, the mousse was a little funky. Like the initial taste of the mousse was really good. For this particular mousse, you make your base, which is essentially, we'll just say it's a creme anglaise base. And then you take the egg whites that you didn't use for your creme anglaise. In this case, I actually made a curd, I think. I mean, it's an orange. So I made a blood orange curd. And then I made my Italian meringue. And I also whipped some cream. First, you put in the cream, stirred that up. I wasn't thinking, so I added all my whipped cream all at once. Bad move. And then I added my egg whites, which would have been my Italian meringue. I just don't, texturally, it just wasn't right. Also, my flavors just didn't come out. Like, I tasted my curd before I made a mousse out of it, and it was really good. Like, you could taste the rosemary, definitely could taste the ginger, the orange, like, all flavors were definitely present. Made my mousse. The texture is already a little bit off. And by the way, you have to add your gelatin to your curd before your curd cools off too much to melt the gelatin into it. It just didn't work out the first run. Second run, I actually switched from the bretonne sablé into more regular, I think I made a sucre. And that actually turned out a little bit better. I actually complimented more as to what I was trying to do. I also remember that I actually do need to, I don't buy cocoa butter. It's very expensive. So I didn't have a good way to coat my shell to keep it from getting soggy. So the first run actually did get pretty soggy. By like day two, it was kind of gross. So this time, and I did this all with 3 days left to spare before this bake sale before I had to turn it in. This time with my crust, I didn't try to do anything fancy with it, just a very basic sucre crust, so butter, flour, almond flour, sugar, salt, that's it. And then, made sure to use my beads, made sure to dock. This time, so things wouldn't get soggy when it was cooled off, I did put a thin layer of chocolate into it. I used semi-sweet chocolate because it's what I had on hand. It would have been better with white chocolate. Also, I don't have good chocolate just laying around the house because I'm poor. Guys, I'm very poor. So it was just like all these white chocolate chips or all these chocolate chips in general. It was a little thick for how thin I felt my layer was. It actually ended up being kind of thick when we went to, like, I made one for home, made one for school. It was just a little weird, a little thick. And I can't say I made one for home. I took the leftover pie dough and pressed out into mini tart pans and ate it that way. This time for my mousse, what I did is I did not use gelatin at all. Like I said, I don't like gelatin. It's just not my preferred method. I rather find a way to set up my mousse without it. So this time I actually used cream cheese. I remember a long time ago, it was at something Emmy Chow. She did this experiment where what she did was she, made a cream cheese and sugar mix, and then she whipped up some whipped cream also with a little bit of sugar. Kind of folded the two together and essentially made a mousse. And we had done that at home several times. So I was like, you know what? That's what we're gonna do. So remade my curd. Sadly, the rosemary had withered and died. And I was like, you know what? I don't care. It's fine. We just won't have any rosemary in it. So it was just ginger and orange. And this time I added grapefruit. Chef Heidi told me that grapefruit is a great way to bring out the blood orange flavor. And she was correct. I also used the grapefruit, like I caramelized a little bit of grapefruit for my own purposes because I personally think that's very tasty. But I used my simple syrup from that, brought it up to heat, and got to the softball stage and used that in my egg whites, which gave it a little bit of a caramely flavor, but also a little bit more acid, which is good for whipping up egg whites. Here's a secret for making a meringue. Wipe down your bowl with grapefruit, lemon, lime. Don't use orange. There's too much sugar in orange. But something super acidic like that, or even just vinegar, and it will actually help your egg whites be more firm. So I use grapefruit to kind of perk up my flavor. Made my mousse, made sure my curd turned out. I actually cut back on the butter because I thought previously it was too much butter. No gelatin this time. I had already beat up my cream cheese, so it was very soft, and I also had already made sure that my egg whites were ready to go. I cooled off my curd, and then I added my cream cheese mix, folded it in, and I did it. I'm trying to remember exactly how I did it. I think I combined my egg white, not my egg white, sorry, my cream cheese and my whipped cream together first, made that mixture first, and then I folded it in thirds into my curd, which is what you should always do. The first third that you add in of your whipped cream is usually just sacrifice. It's going to help kind of start to set up your mousse, but it's not going to hold its shape or anything with that. Second third is starting to hold a bit more. The final third, things are starting to set up, it's starting to hold. And you always do your heaviest base first. So, you'll have your curd or your creme anglaise or whatever, your chocolate. You add in your whipped cream or your cream cheese, whatever your next heaviest component is, and then you add in your egg whites last. If you're making a mousse with egg yolk, you would add that in before you'd add in your whipped cream because that is actually heavier. So, yep, there you go. There's how to somewhat make a mousse or two. The egg yolk mousse is actually a lot richer, a lot smoother. I prefer it. However, I didn't want something that heavy for what I was doing. And also, again, I didn't want to spend any more money than I already spent. So, psh. And we all know how eggs are going. Like, eggs are expensive. And I'd already had to use the yolks for my curd, so I did not really want to use more eggs. Okay, so from there, I made that. Let's see. I had saved some of my curd. I put that on the bottom on top of the chocolate that was layering the bottom. And this time I actually just piped my mousse into my tart shell. So it was more like a meringue kind of deal. It was good. It was apparently very popular at the bake sale. I know I'm not being the most descriptive or best about it. I'm not very good at it. I'm also trying to recall it almost 2 weeks later. So there's that. And then today what I made, and I know this is so exciting for you guys, but today what I made was I actually had an old box cake mix I had to use. I always try to keep a cake mix in the cupboard just in case, like, accidents happen, things get messed up, you run out of time. And it's like, well, I don't know how you don't have time for blah, blah. Well, let me tell you what, it takes a long time to measure out ingredients, to scale everything properly, to properly mix and combine everything. Sometimes you have the whopping 5 minutes it takes to dump your cake mix into a bowl, to crack a couple of eggs, and move on. I made a devil's food cake. Big secret here, it's not a secret, add cinnamon. Do not use cold water, use really hot water. If you want to, you could add coffee. I personally don't do that because I add cinnamon to my mix, so I don't need the coffee. I also add some dried strawberry, freeze-dried strawberry powder. Can't taste it though. I just had to use it up. Like, it had been in the cupboard, it's getting clunky, and I was like, we're gonna get rid of it. We're gonna just add it in. It didn't really help. It didn't really add anything. But I use mayonnaise instead of oil or eggs. Per egg, use a quarter cup of mayonnaise, whatever the oil says it needs, just use that amount of your mayonnaise. It makes such a moist cake. It will not be dense. It will be so very moist though. I use super hot water, and like, you can use boiling water if you want to. You can use fresh brewed coffee. I would actually reduce the coffee if you're gonna go that way. It really perks up your chocolate flavor. It really blooms it. I don't know. I don't really love adding coffee because your chocolate does end up tasting like coffee. There's always a little bit, people who don't love coffee will taste it. So I don't suggest doing that, necessarily. Like, if I were in a restaurant, unless everything about it was going to complement the coffee flavor, I wouldn't use coffee. But okay, so I made my box mix with my mayonnaise and my cinnamon and blah blah blah. And then I made my mousse. It was actually supposed to be cremeux. However, I see it's my chocolate, so things changed a little bit. So I made my cremeux. I was trying to make a hibiscus pomegranate combination today with ginger. I forgot to add ginger, so there's no ginger. Partially because my fresh ginger was not good, partially because I couldn't find my dried ginger, like my ground ginger, and partially because I forgot to look up on the top shelf and see that I did have candied ginger, which I could have easily steeped in the cream. Oops. Yeah. Oh well. So my cremeux, a cremeux for anyone who doesn't know, it's essentially just ganache with a creme anglaise base. Now the book wanted me to add a shit ton of gelatin to it. I did not, because technically when you use chocolate, you really don't need to add gelatin because the chocolate will sit up on its own. I seized my chocolate. I don't know what I did to seize it. Like my liquid was not that hot when I put the chocolate in, but to be fair, I decided to do that after the fact because I couldn't find what I was actually looking for, which was cream cheese, because I had honestly placed it in the mixing bowl, like, fully packaged, not open. I placed it in the mixing bowl over on my mixer and totally forgot about it. Like, couldn't find it. Found it later. Oops. Again, oops. It definitely would have been better, I think, with the cream cheese in there to kind of cut the chocolate. It was a very rich mousse. It's not my favorite. But okay, so the way I made this mousse, I took my cream, my milk, I added hibiscus powder to it, probably about quarter cup of hibiscus powder, because I really wanted the hibiscus to come through. This is where I should have also added my ginger. Oops. I put my egg yolks in a separate bowl with some sugar. I also had some sugar in my pan. Heated up my milk, tempered my egg, put it all back on the pan. You wait till it gets nut, then you set it aside. You pour your mixture. Supposedly at that moment, you should be pouring it over your chocolate. Let your chocolate kind of melt a little bit before you mix it. And what I did, because I wasn't sure that's what I was going to do, I poured it into a bowl and said, shit, 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 shit. Where's that cream cheese? And then I was worried about it setting up. So then I threw chocolate in my bowl and let it melt. And it seized like pretty fast. And hibiscus powder is already a little grainy, so I didn't realize it was seizing right away. So I was like, okay, well, my chocolate didn't melt all the way, so I'm gonna throw it over the heat and then it seized some more. And then I had to add extra cream. And then I was like, well, shit, now this isn't turning out right. What do I do? It's like, okay, well, now you let it cool off. You pretty much just got a really fancy ganache and a very rich ganache, because those egg yolks, hot damn, they make everything rich. So you're gonna let it cool off and you're gonna whip it up a little bit. And then, because, why not? But then, I wasn't thinking. I had already whipped my cream after my ganache mix had cooled off. I added my cream right into it. I didn't add it in thirds the way I should have, the way I know to do. Like, I dumped the whole thing in the bowl, started mixing, like, what's going on? Why is it all turning to liquid? And then I was like, oh. Yeah, that'd be why, because you're only supposed to add a third at a time. My bad. But this time, I did not start over. This is for personal, like just trying. I needed to practice decorating and I wanted to make something that actually sounded good to me. Now, should I have just made a basic buttercream and practiced with that? Yes, I should have. Was this more fun? Yes, it was. Now, I will also say part of my problem is I don't want to be the world's best decorator. I don't really want to make cakes for, birthday parties and weddings where my decorating matters all that much. I want to make plated desserts. Like, that's what I want to do. That's what I have a passion for. That's why, like, my current employment, I know it's not going to last very long for me. I'm going to have to move on somewhere else where this is more what I do, which is mostly restaurants, especially like more high-end fine dining restaurants. But even that, like, I kind of want to do it in a smaller bakery setting. Like, I have goals, guys. I have goals. Maybe I'll talk about goals next week of why I'm even in pastry school. We'll see. I didn't write this out. I should have. Checklists work. They work. But anyway, My practice decorating turned into a mini plated dessert of a super moist cake that was too moist. And then when I put my mousse on top of my cake after it had cooled, after everything was cooled enough to set up. And yes, I also made my Italian Swiss meringue, my Italian meringue. I maybe accidentally made caramel instead of just my hard softball sugar syrup. And I still used it because waste not, want not. I accidentally, in this moment, also made sponge sugar, and I was like, well, it's kind of fun. So, accidents happen, things happen. Had some fun with it. I really enjoyed the sponge sugar thing. Now I know. I also know that next time to start over. I mean, this, I don't plan this dessert lasting forever. I just need to last like for today. I'm gonna give some to my neighbor Amanda, because I think she'll still enjoy it. And I hope her husband enjoys it. I hope it's not too rich. I hope they like it. But okay, so I made my cake, made my mousse. I knew it was gonna be a layered dessert. So I cut out my rounds of cake. I piped some mousse on top of it. And the first two went really well. And then all the others, the mousse just started to drip. And I was like, well, crap, what's going on here that this mousse is running like this? Like, what's going on? The only two of them were able to be piped. So I very quickly piped everything else. I had some pomegranate seeds I knew I was going to use, so I put those on top real quick, stuck them in the freezer. And only those two really retained any kind of shape. The rest of them all like ran over the sides. So Amanda, if you're one of the people in LaGrange who listen, I'm going to apologize now for the mess that I'm going to deliver. Actually, I'm going to make Phil deliver to your house later today. Actually, I'll probably deliver it in a little bit when I'm done with this. Sorry, Amanda. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed anyway. So I let it all set up in the freezer, and I don't know what those dogs are doing. They're trying to jump the gate, I think. Anyway, I let my cake and mousse set up with the pomegranate seeds in the freezer. Took it out, tried it. It's like, man, this is super rich and it desperately needs texture. Like, this cake was so moist, it'd be perfect for cake pops. Like, if you wanted to make a cake pop that did not in any kind of way needed frosting, this was it. There's a secret, guys. Make cake pops cake with mayonnaise, and then you really don't need to have frosting in your mix. That's probably me about the same amount of calories. But yeah, it needed texture. So I took some of my leftover cake from my cutouts. Crumbled it up. I sprinkled some hibiscus powder and a little bit of salt because I also desperately needed some salt onto the top of my cake. Mixed it all up real quick, crumbled up best I could, put it in the oven on a really low heat to let it kind of cook. But then I took a little bit of mousse, put it on my next layer of cake, put it on top. These are already bigger than what I intended them to be. Like I wanted them to be a little bit smaller, but it's okay. I'm learning. Now I know next time the one go smaller, two, I gotta make my cake thinner. The cake cooked up thicker than I wanted it to. I probably should use a smaller sheet pan and done like three rounds of cake versus, one. Lessons learned. La, 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 la. And also, guys, I'm gonna point out to you, your cake batter should never be liquid. Like, it should never be liquid. If your cake batter is complete liquid, it should be kind of thick. It should not be liquid. But anyway, moving on. I let that set up in the freezer again with the top layer on. I made my cream cheese frosting and I used hibiscus powder again in my cream cheese. I also used pomegranate molasses in my cream cheese. And I let that beat for quite a while. I should have added salt there, but I didn't because I forgot. I let it beat for a while because you want it to be really soft. You want it to be so soft that, you barely recognize it as cream cheese. And then I added my powdered sugar and let it get to the consistency that I wanted. And the whole point of this, by the way, was for the piping. I need to practice decorating. I'm not good at it. I didn't, but then I felt it was too sweet, so I probably didn't even get it to the right consistency because I felt like it was getting too sweet and I wanted the hibiscus to be my keynote in this cream cheese frosting, the tanginess and the floral of the tanginess from the cream cheese, along with the tangy from the pomegranate molasses and the floral but tanginess of the hibiscus. I was like, man, this is really going to brighten this up. It's going to offset, how rich this is, which it does. However, like as one big bite, this thing is actually really good. The problem is my mousse is too soft. I know that, but waste not, want not. So I'm still giving some away. And I'm going to tell them, like, hey, it's not perfect. I'm learning. Like, I had an idea. It didn't quite pan out. I hope you still enjoy it. But, I piped the top. I made rosettes. I made some wavy lines. I used a random piping tip. It's probably not the right one for the job, which, by the way, half of what you need to learn here in baking school is what is the right job? Like, what's the right item for the job? The piping tip I used was not it. It would have been good if I was just doing like a line of Chantilly, and that's not what I did though. Like, I was doing full rosettes. I was actually trying to figure out how people make roses with buttercream. My buttercream, one, was too soft to do this. Two, I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't think it was the right tip. Those are the angle tip. I don't even know what it's called. Like, I know there's a name. Don't know what it is though. My bad. A lot of people don't use this tip. They just cut their piping bag at a slant to get this effect. So, but anyway, when I was all done playing with my buttercream, I took my cake crumble with the salt and the hibiscus powder, tasted it to make sure it was all right. As one full bite, it actually really works. You eat the crumb by itself, and it tastes a little weird with the hibiscus powder and the salt. But I spread that around the edge, and then I put pomegranate seeds in the middle. Put those in a tin for Amanda, Eric, and their daughter. Hopefully those are good. And then I have some for the family as well. I also have my tester, again, a one full bite. I ate a lot of cake today. I'm not sure I'm going to eat it for dessert, but there is definitely a good plan here. Like, I see this being a really good dessert. One, in a proper kitchen where I have the space and tools that I need. Two, honestly, next time I wouldn't use a box mix cake, number one. The cake was way too soft. Two, like I can definitely critique myself to the moon and back. I wanted to make a glaze to go on top of this sucker to be more like a petit four. I didn't, when I was reading the directions, like, man, I don't even have a place to do what you need to do to make the poured fondant for this. I don't have a great place to glaze everything where everything is flat and straight, like my whole house leans. I don't have a place where I could do this and have it look right. So I did what I could with what I had, and it's not the best. It's not the worst though. Like, taste wise, it's not bad. It just texturally is not my favorite. I wanted to make a crunch layer for it, but I started out, I knew I needed to, but then I was just like, man, I don't have the space to keep making things, like, and I can't trust my dogs. I didn't want to have to lock them up all day. I should have, but I didn't. But yeah, that's what I did today. And those are things I made. And I can say definitely since I've been to school without even looking at recipes, I'm doing better at just doing things. But I'm also referring to recipes a lot more. And saying when I read a random recipe, I could say, well, no, I don't see how that works. And figure out how to make it work. And I also now have the knowledge to say, well, why didn't it work? And how to fix it next time. Like, I could say for my mousse next time, I definitely wouldn't make a cremeux again. I would be more organized and not lose my cream cheese. First and foremost, I would not lose my cream cheese. And do what I was originally intending to do. Because I think that would have been so much better to do it that way. I think it would have tasted better. I think it wouldn't have been so rich. Like, for me, this is really rich. I just don't care for it. I can see the benefit. I know there's people out there who are gonna love it. If it weren't for the pomegranate, I wouldn't even be able to eat it. Kind of rich. That brightness is making it edible for me. I can also say, as far as orange zest in my cream for my creme anglaise, I would add more, number one. Number two, I should have added orange zest to my cake, and I should have, probably maybe even added a little bit of orange when I made my syrup, I probably should have used orange juice to carry over the flavor a bit more. It's really hard to use juice when you're making your syrups, though, because if you get particulates in there, it really fucks up everything that you're doing. That is what I should have done, looking back. Also, I should have added salt to my cake mix, to be honest. That would have, one, it would have helped with some of the texture problems, too. It would have just like gave it a little bit. The cake tasted great. Don't get me wrong. The cake actually really tasted great. It's just for me, it's a little soft. I didn't care for it. It was very moist, though. I don't think anyone would complain about texture of the super soft cake. It just was too soft for my liking for what I was trying to do. But yeah, so there's that. But that is about it, guys. On the home front, same old, same old. Haven't heard from my, we filed our taxes. Haven't heard from my 19-year-old yet at all. Like, whatever. Miss his face, but can't make him respond. My 14-year-old isn't getting the picture about not having missing assignments. Well, as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to record my speech and see how long it takes me. And I have note cards, so hopefully I need to memorize the speech. I also know I need to edit it. In 2 weeks, I return to kitchen classes. As far as work goes, I just want to say I really enjoy where I'm working. I enjoy Miss Wendy so very much. Just for me, my purposes and what I want to do, I don't think it's going to work out long term. If Miss Wendy picks this up and starts listening, I just want to say thank you so much. I really appreciate you letting me work there, and you need to maybe watch your back a little bit, because I feel like there's someone in town who's kind of gunning for all your business. Because every I don't know. I just have a feeling she's gunning for all your business, and I don't appreciate it because you and your son have were wonderful to us. And yeah, I don't want to see you lose business because someone else wants to overstep. So anyway, I'm probably gonna erase that part. But yeah, Miss Wendy, you're wonderful. If you listen. D, if you happen to listen, which I very much doubt you will, this doesn't seem like it's up your alley. You're cool too, but I love your mom. She's cool. She's great. Other than that, I guess that's it, guys. Sorry, I still managed to stretch this out for a half hour. Sorry, there's not a whole lot going on my end. Next week I'll try to figure out something else. Maybe do a little special episode. I did get my schedule for next quarter. It's really nuts. Like every 2 weeks it changes, so I don't know how this is all going to pan out. And I mean it. Like every 2 weeks my schedule changes next quarter. It's going to be pretty wild. And then after that, I honestly only have 2 more quarters left of school, so it's gonna be crazy. I gotta figure out internship. I gotta figure out a whole bunch of things. I gotta start doing my stages. I have a couple places I'd really like to stage at. So I don't know. I'll figure out what we're gonna do for next week and hopefully have a better episode. I'm sorry this one's a little disjointed and unorganized, but have a good one, everyone. I'll try to find more cool events in Chicago to talk about as this goes on and try to find other cool things. We didn't even eat anywhere special, like be it at the taco place down the street. It was okay. It wasn't great. My husband got to listen to them fight when he picked up our food. Bakery wise, I didn't go anywhere. I didn't get anything. The only place we ate out besides down the street at the taco place was at Texas Roadhouse. My steak was great. Their rolls, as we all know, are fire. I don't know what they do. I don't know how they didn't win Chicago's best chain bread like they should have. I don't know how Olive Garden won. That's garbage. But yeah, okay. Have a good one, everyone. We'll see you next week.